If you enjoyed podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Medicine in America, hosted by Anthony Manson and Todd Harrington, shares the stories of physicians, other healthcare professionals, and industry leaders who are changing the way we deliver care. There's an episode that you should check out called Primary Care Reimagined with Subscription-Based Preventative Care Model. It's an inspiring call for a paradigm shift in primary care. All of their episodes highlight innovative ideas at the forefront of the movement to transform our healthcare system. Check out Medicine in America on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.
I'm Tara Bradner, and this is Hopeful Hints, an infertility podcast where you will receive quick, hopeful hints to guide you through infertility. Here, you will find education, inspiration, and most importantly, find peace as you walk through this journey to fulfill your family vision. Today's episode is brought to you by Protea Nutrition, Dr. Bradner approved. Protea Nutrition was designed specifically for women and encompasses all fitness and wellness needs without including harsh stimulants or artificial ingredients. And the best part is many of the products can be used in pregnancy and while breastfeeding. What you see on the label is exactly what you get. Nothing hidden, no special mixes, just science-based ingredients at effective doses, keeping your long-term health in mind. Check out the link located in today's show notes to check out all of Protea supplements, including my favorite fertility-friendly products. Welcome to Hopeful Hints. I'm your host, Dr. Tara Bradner, and this week's episode is for all of you who are impacted by PCOS, or also known as polycystic ovarian syndrome. We know that this disease impacts 1 in 10, yet takes an average of 2 years and 3 or more office visits with a different medical provider to make this diagnosis. I treat PCOS patients every day. This disease creates a hormonal imbalance and disrupts our metabolism. It's a multi-organ system disease, and we know that it has significant metabolic and reproductive symptoms. Rest assured, PCOS is manageable. I have a beautiful program to put my patients on. It includes lifestyle supplements and for some medications. And so today we're going to talk about my top two, myo-inositol and metformin. Myo-inositol is a very common supplement used, and metformin is the top prescription medication used for PCOS. So we're going to break the two down and talk about them. Now, to back up a little bit, I want to just make the statement that PCOS symptoms vary significantly from each individual, and some may have a few symptoms while others may have them all. And this is a disease that many of you patients diagnose yourself because symptoms have been overlooked, labs have been overlooked. So if you're listening and you feel as though you may have PCOS, but no one has given you that official diagnosis, I want to just invite you to have a nice conversation in my inbox, whether it's through my messaging system on my website or over on Instagram at Tara B Fertility, or even on Facebook, and I will help navigate you to advocate for your health with your healthcare provider and get these symptoms looked at for you. Let's do a quick recap. Some common symptoms, but are not limited: irregular menstrual cycles or very light periods, dark or excess body hair typically found on your face, on your chest, on your belly button, weight gain that is sudden or hard to lose. If you're somebody who's been in a doctor's office and you've been met with the comment, just lose some weight and you'll be fine, I just want to apologize in advance on behalf of that medical provider. That is such a hard comment to hear, let alone, I'm just going to say it, shame on the medical provider for not providing you with the how-to. Especially if they're saying that's what needs to happen, then they should be guiding you and counseling you through exactly how to help with weight loss. It is very specific. What I do for PCOS weight loss is not the same that I do for other diseases. So once again, I want to encourage you to find a healthcare provider who fully understands PCOS, who treats it every day and is very familiar with this disease. Additionally, we see skin changes, acne, oily skin, skin tags, dark patches to your neck or armpit area. We have baldness, you know, female hair pattern balding or thinning of our hair. And then, of course, we have the time of conception and it is not happening, or you're not finding times of ovulation in your cycle. So I truly believe every individual should receive an individualized plan to treat PCOS. We are not all the same. We do not have the same schedules. We all have different questions and concerns about our bodies. And so at my practice, when I treat PCOS patients, I take a look at their entire history. And I start way back from high school into college into their current routine lifestyle. Many of my patients are still in high school. They're still in college. Some are trying to conceive and some have children already and just really want to control their PCOS symptoms. So there's a wide variety of you out there and you're not all the same. You don't have the same schedules and cycles and needs. There are certain aspects about treatments that are similar, but each of you will receive an individualized care plan. And if you're listening and you've worked with me, you also know you get a very in-depth education session with the PowerPoint. I love my PowerPoints. And so there's lifestyle changes that we can make to positively impact this disease, but there's also some supplements or prescription medications we can bring in. So let's dive into them. Today, we're going to talk about metformin and myo-inositol. Let's begin with metformin. This is a prescription medication, and it's commonly used to treat diabetes, but we also see it off-label use for PCOS. And what this medication does is it makes our body more sensitive to insulin. And that can in turn help lower elevated blood glucose levels and in turn help our androgen levels, which are our male hormone levels. Its exact mechanism of action is decreasing the amount of sugar that our liver makes and reducing the amount of sugar that our intestines absorb from food. Well, let's go to the bad side, the side effects. The side effects of this medication alone usually lead to stopping, not wanting to take as many. We really work you up to a high dosage with this. So it's usually involves taking 2 to 4 large tablets. And it's just not pleasant all the time. Some common side effects I see are diarrhea, bloating, nausea, dizziness. And we do our dosing just really based on your response, your history, and your ability to tolerate the dosing. We also see diarrhea can usually last for about 2 weeks. And in most, it will go away at this magical 14-day time frame. But for others, it doesn't. So it's really important to have this conversation. If you're experiencing any side effects with your healthcare provider, try not to just stop this medication. Work with your healthcare provider to find a dosage that fits for you. Another thing to keep in mind when taking metformin is to supplement your vitamin B12. It is common for this medication to deplete your body's vitamin B12, so make sure to have a conversation with your healthcare provider about supplementing that as well. Now, let's take a look at myo-inositol. This is one of the top supplements you've heard about if you have PCOS, perhaps you're even taking it. But there are some studies out there that show it can be as effective as metformin. Many studies have demonstrated they are safe to be taken together. So that's very exciting news, especially for those of you that are having some nasty metformin side effects. We know that this supplement can, in fact, help with symptom management, weight reduction, return of ovulation, and it is naturally produced in our body. It's found naturally in foods. And so that's another wonderful thing. It's not this harsh prescription medication. There are some side effects, of course, with everything. We also know that it is naturally occurring substance produced in the human body, and it belongs to actually the vitamin B complex group. Myo-inositol is actually one of 9 different types of inositols that can be found naturally. Things it's commonly found in include fruits, nuts, and beans. We know that PCOS patients typically have lower levels of myo-inositol naturally, thus supplementation is extremely helpful for them and can really help with symptom management. The exact mechanism is not fully understood, but it's likely linked to glucose and insulin levels. Therefore, if you are taking the supplement and metformin together, please be aware it can actually cause your blood sugars to go low, so really be aware of signs of low blood sugar, dizziness, lightheadedness, nausea, not feeling well. Really be aware of that if you are taking both of these together. Many of my patients do really well with it. I work with them to find that right dosage. Like I said, it's really common to be taking one of these alone or both of them together as a combination approach, along with other supplements commonly used with PCOS. I really encourage you to work with a healthcare provider once again that's familiar with PCOS and works together to create a plan that fits your needs. Not everybody wants to be on a prescription medication and not everybody wants a supplement. So find a healthcare provider that listens to you, has made the appropriate diagnosis, and can put you on a PCOS plan that is sure to help not only your symptoms, but if building your family is an option, we can really help with ovulation as well if you're on the right PCOS plan, supplements, medications, and just knowing that these options are available to you to help with symptom management can help provide hope. As always, never hesitate to advocate to your healthcare provider. If you feel these symptoms do match what you have, but you've yet to be diagnosed. And as always, drop into my inbox, you guys. I'm here to be a form of support for you. And if you want, make sure to grab the link in today's show notes. You can jump on a free 20-minute discovery call with me to see how we can work together to help achieve your goal of starting a family, no matter what stage of conception you're in. See you back here next week, Tuesday.
If you enjoyed today's show, please head over and hit subscribe or leave a review for Hopeful Hints and Infertility Podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you back here next week, Tuesday.
If you enjoyed podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Medicine in America, hosted by Anthony Manson and Todd Harrington, shares the stories of physicians, other healthcare professionals, and industry leaders who are changing the way we deliver care. There's an episode that you should check out called Primary Care Reimagined with Subscription-Based Preventative Care Model. It's an inspiring call for a paradigm shift in primary care. All of their episodes highlight innovative ideas at the forefront of the movement to transform our healthcare system. Check out Medicine in America on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.